Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The reason why Scott does not want his 18-month-old to play in the snow.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
You said this yesterday, just kind of like in passing, and I was like, that's weird. That's bad parenting.
No. Okay, yeah, so we had the snow over, you know, the weekend. We had, you know, lots of fluffy, fun stuff and got out there and
we're going to get more snow today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're supposed to get more snow today, like 2 to 5 inches by tonight. So, Ellie, okay, first of all, we can't find a snowsuit. You can't find them anywhere for babies.
Are you going to play in the snow today?
Me? No. And neither is she.
222-2899. If you're on Facebook Live, please comment. Why? Scott will not play in the snow with his 18-month-old only because she doesn't have a snowsuit and she refuses to wear her gloves and hat.
Yeah, and boots come off and all that stuff.
Who cares? Let her play.
They'll get frostbite. You can't let them.
She's not going to stay out there that long. She'll get out there. She'll play with the snow a little bit. She'll get cold and want to go back inside. But to not even bring her out there, listen, sweetheart, it's a battle you're always going to lose.
We literally were on looking for so the little hats, right? She pulls those off immediately. Her hood on her little jacket, she pulls that down immediately. Gloves never have stayed on. Boots, kind of. And then we were looking for this. Jill's like, oh, look what I found. I found this one. It's like a pullover, like a ski mask. So it goes like this and that down her neck. But it's open faced and it's got little like bear ears on the top. So I think we're getting that. When that comes in,
you know what? My kids didn't want it. Whatever. They can figure it out. The days of the Christmas story where we used to bundle our kids up where they couldn't even move because they were wrapped up in layers.
Yeah. That was my life.
Don't worry about it. She's going to be fine. She's not going to get frostbite. She'll be fine. She'll have 2 seconds. But don't make it the reason why you don't go play in the snow.
I just don't want her to get, you know, cold and then cry and then be miserable because she's not to hot chocolate yet. She's not there.
Oh, she's got to experience the snow,
Scotty. Well, she looks at it from the inside. You know, she's like in the window looking at it. And she wants to go out, but I bring her out and things start coming off. I'm like, nah, we're going back. Listen, when I was a kid, my mom used to lay me on the floor and pack me in a snowsuit. You know, and then we took like the plastic sandwich bags before they had Ziplocs on the top.
And you put them in your boots.
She put them on your feet and then you slide them in your boots.
Facebook Live, everyone's like, just let her play. My gosh, when did you turn into this overly protective parent?
I don't know. I probably got it from you. I don't know. The boys, they're totally different. Totally different. They're like, whatever. But with her,
what do you mean totally different?
No, I didn't care as much.
Wow.
All right. 222-2899.
Bad parenting.
No!
Bad parenting.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
At 222 Buzz, you can call us up. What's wrong with being cautious parenting? It's not bad.
Oh my God, this is so weird. This is like an out of body experience, everybody. Scott is always the, hey, who cares, whatever, let them be kids, whatever. I'm the overly cautious one.
I know.
But how the tables have turned.
I know.
Just let your freaky kid play in the snow. She's 18 months. She doesn't want to wear her gloves and hat. Who cares?
Put her everything on her, and by the time she's in the garage, she's already throwing things off on the floor, and then, you know, then I'm like, then I pick her up. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just not going to do it.
And then he takes her back inside. You guys, he takes her back inside, and she doesn't even get to experience the snow, all because she doesn't want to wear a hat.
I want to take her sledding, as I said before. That'd be fun. But it's not going to survive. It's not going to happen.
You're just playing in the backyard. She's only 18 months. You're not going far, right? So,
well, it's not far. I mean, there's a great sledding hill that's perfect for little kids like that. And then she'd be around other little kids.
All right, start baby steps here. You don't want to drive all the way out wherever it is to come home in 2 minutes because she's not going to last long. She has no gloves, boots, or a hat.
Well, she does. She doesn't want to wear them. Take some off.
Don't make that the reason she doesn't play in the snow. I'm telling you. Wait, let me say this one thing because I never get to say it to you. As the wise parent in the room here.
Because you ruined me. You jaded me or something. You've turned me into an overprotective parent.
By listening to all your crazy stories. Is it really because she's a daughter?
Yeah.
Is it really because she's a daughter?
I think it has something to do with it. I don't know. Call us at 222-BUZZ. 222-2899. You could be the professor today in Buzz Baby University. Good morning.
Scott, though.
What, Donzo?
Man, are you a little miserable this morning, buddy, or what?
Well, I just don't want her to get frostbite. And to put everything on her, to have her...
She's not going to get frostbite. She's not going to be out there for days. You're not going to be out there for hours. You're going to be out there for 2 minutes.
Even the snowsuit, she's not going to want to stay out there. Just stop around a little bit, fall down the snow, get some on her hands. She's going to touch her face. Her fingers are going to get cold, and then she's going to want to go in.
Yes.
Dude, can I say something? Yeah. I mean this respectfully.
Yes.
You sound more like you're in grandpa mode than you are in dad mode.
I love it.
Because as a father, you throw them out there in the snow. Go have fun. As a grandparent, I don't want you to get hurt. Come on, I'll take you inside. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, take her outside. Let her get cold. That's what she needs. Let her experience it.
What happened to you, Scott?
I don't know.
How
I think it's because she's a little girl, not a little boy.
Yeah, that is. I think that's part of it. Yeah, it really is.
My kids are all over throwing the snow. You got to get them out there. Because either she's going to learn to love it and want to be out there more and more.
Yeah.
Or she'll hate it. But you got to let her make that choice. You can't make it for her.
Yeah, but I can't throw out the snow and be like, hi, it's cold. I hate that, right? Okay, then she'll never want to go outside again.
No, she's going to want to take her outside. She'll feel the snow. She needs to feel the snow anyhow. Well, I used to take the mittens off my children when they were little because I want them to feel the snow.
I want to take her sledding on the red plastics, you know, toboggan,
and
she'll never last. Because she'll take her gloves and her hat, and then her kick her boots off, and then like,
who cares? Keep her on the sled in the backyard. Don't take her down to like wherever it is in Webster that you guys go. But
and she'll learn that she wants them gloves on because her hands get cold.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Donzo.
Have a good one, buddy.
Yeah. Huh.
Maybe it's to you.
I don't know. Hi, the Buzz. Morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Hey, it's Ray. What's up, man?
I let our daughter do whatever she wanted, whatever she was comfortable with. I used to get on my knees in the living room and throw up the ceiling, and my wife would have a heart attack, but she loved it. And you got to remember something, Scott. You said something about, because of the boys, they were boys.
Yeah.
How do you married a strong woman, right?
Yeah, she's great.
How do you get a strong woman? You make a strong daughter.
Ah, yes, Scott. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to throw out in the snow when I get home.
Poof, where'd she go?
She'll find her way back.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
Just leave little Cheerios. She'll pick them up along the way.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.